Sunday night, Chayvus Halvavus Shaar HaBitachon. Let's go over the first parak again. Asher L'mahus HaBitachon. Again, we said this is not the definition of Bitachon. The definition of Bitachon is to rely on Hashem as an active verb, and you have to train yourself. That's the Avoda. The Avoda is to work on relying on Hashem. Is that an active verb? I'm not relying on this, I'm not relying on that, I'm not relying on myself, I'm not relying on the likelihood that there's no problem, I'm not relying on Mother Nature, that the sun's going to rise tomorrow. Everything in your life, you're relying on Hashem. But the manifestation of Bitachon, the way it is, the way it exists, is that you're totally calm. Because when you're relying on something else, that's what it means. So it's off your shoulders, it's off your head, you're relying on him. If you're still nervous, if you're not sure the person's going to do it, if you're not sure it's going to happen, if you're masupik, if you're afraid, then you're taka not rabua. So you're not having full bitachon. Asher l'mahus habitachon u'rgiyas nefesh aboteach, that you are totally calm. V'yishonus libo al misha botach olav, and you're relying on whatever the object of your bitachon is. Now, how could that possibly be? So that we'll learn in the second parak. What are the seven conditions that are necessary for you to have full-fledged bitachon in anything? Not Hashem. He's not pulling the frum shtick on us. He's working with definitions. Bitachon means you're ragua. You're calm. You're relying on someone else. Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha. It could be hashleich al anything Yehovcha. But are you calm? Are you totally ragua? So you say, that's impossible. I will never be totally ragua. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe the person's not going to do it. Maybe he's going to get angry at me. Maybe he's going to punish me. Maybe I'm a sinner. Maybe this, maybe that. That will be all covered in Perek Beis, where he enumerates seven things which are necessary prerequisites for you to have bitachon in anything. And you may want to add to the list when we learn it, but I don't know if you'll be able to. You'll see it's a very, very all-encompassing list. Let's first finish the first parak, another few lines. Now, what are you relying on him? So, Chavir Lobos is already anticipating that you can't say you're relying on him to do what you would like him to do, because there's a million reasons why that might not happen. Sheyaselo hayoser tov, that he'll do what's best for you. Umatimlo b'inyan shuboteach bo'olo. Now, most of the time, or generally is maybe a better word, we assume, most of the time, we assume that, you know, that we know it's good for us. And that's usually the case. If I want to go to Yerushalayim tonight, so I assume it's good for me to get to Yerushalayim tonight. I go home, I do what I do, I go to sleep, like, it's good. If I want to try out for a job, and it's a well-paying job, and it gives me job satisfaction, so, you know, it's good for me to get the job. And most of the time, that's true. So, it's not like, you know, it's not, Hashem, do whatever you want. I don't care. That's not bitachon according to Chayvus Halvavus. It's just, you rely on Hashem to make it happen. We know what's ostensibly good. We know it's good to be healthy. We know it's good to have parnasa. We know it's good to have friends. We know it's good to be successful. We know it's good to be well-liked. We know it's good to be married. We know it's good to have children. That's what pashtus good. There's a part of us that is always aware that if things don't happen the way we want, so then that's not good for us. Now, he will explain why that's true about Hashem. He's not just making up the definition to fit what we would like bitachon to be. He's going to show from psukim and from logic, and assuming you've already learned Shaar HaBechina, so you're and Shaar Avodas Elokim, so you're pretty well satisfied that Hashem is a mativ, and you say Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Li Olam Chasdo. And you say, "Ena nachum aspikim lahodos lacha Hashem alokeinu b'lokei avoseinu al achas me elef alfei alofim the Rebbe Revavos from Matovos shall see some of the sin of Imanu. So Hashem is doing chesed with every breath you take. So you're pretty comfortable with the idea that Hashem is not here to mess you up, that Hashem is not arbitrary, that Hashem is not evil, that Hashem is not going to just kick you in the pants because he's angry at you. These things do not happen. But again, we're getting back to the basic definition. You're calm because you know that the object of your bitachon is going to do what's best for you in the inyan that you're being boteach. I'm going to get to Yerushalayim, and not only that, but somehow this bus driver has magical powers that if it's not good for me to get to Yerushalayim tonight, then he's not going to take me there. Then I'm really, really calm. Otherwise, just because he's going to take me to Yerushalayim, but I'm not totally calm, because I'm assuming it's good for me to go to Yerushalayim. But the total ragua will be that I have bitachon that he will do hayoser told umasim lo beinyan shubotech bo'olav kifi yecholto, to the degree that the object of my bitachon is able to do whatever it is I'd like him to do, the yediyaso, and to the degree that he knows what's good for me, es mashematim lo avu hayosod. But a fundamental principle, asher mimenu yia bitachon min aboteach, which allows bitachon to happen, v'chasher yoder, and if it's missing, lo yia bitachon motzoi. Apparently, this is more fundamental than the seven things that he enumerates in Perek Beis. This is almost part of its basic, either definition or manifestation. Like this is inherent in having bitachon is my reliance that who she batuach, but also she batuach olav, that I am relying on the object of my reliance. She yamale masha omar, he'll do what he said if he promised me something. V'yasa masha kibel olav, im machshava hatova olav, and he has kindly thoughts towards me. Shegam mashalo hisna v'lo kibel la'asos shu yaseh b'nadov v'chesed. He'll do good to me, whether or not I deserve it, whether or not, so to speak, he has to do it. This is one of the seven things in Perek Beis. It's one of the seven things is that here he says it like it's absolutely necessary, because everybody's walking around with guilt feelings. Everybody's walking around that I don't really deserve good things, because I know what I did a half hour ago. I know what I did yesterday. I know what I did the day before. We walk around, most people, I would imagine, walk around with guilt. So the Chavis HaLovas right away addresses guilt, right? Even 1,000 years before Freud, he right away addresses guilt, and he says, "And anechanami, you have to have bitachon. You have to believe that the object of your bitachon is going to do what's good for you, what he said he would do. And even if you don't deserve it, and even if he doesn't have to do it, he's going to do it anyway. B'nedav of a chesed, because he likes you so much that he's going to do it anyway. Lo mishaneh." That's Perek Aleph. So you see how, like, that's basic. Now he's going to elaborate on it more when he lists it among the seven things in Perek Beis. But he said it here, I think, because it's like almost structurally necessary in order to have bitachon.